It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a look at student financial aid. Our guest journalist says a surprising amount of aid goes to wealthier college students. Low-income students who need help are being left behind.
First, this year marks the 35th anniversary of the Trapper Keeper binders, bringing lots of memories from people who grew up with them.
Yeah, I did. I think I've blocked out a lot of junior high, but I kind of remember I transitioned from pictures, and I can't remember of what, to like solid colors, to those psychedelic ones that came along later.
The question is, did you actually use your Trapper Keeper?
I did, yeah.
No, I didn't. I bought them and they just gathered dust.
Too organized for you.
Exactly. Well, joining us now to talk about this piece of American culture is Erin McCarthy. She's joining us to talk about the history and popularity of the Trapper Keeper. She's deputy editor at Mental Floss. Erin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, just in case someone just can't quite remember what those Trapper Keepers are, what are they?
They're still around. They're three-ring binders, basically, that close with a flap, and they have folders inside, portfolios that have vertical pockets. And they came in all kinds of different colors, kinds of fun, cool designs, and they had, like, puppies and kittens and horses and stuff on them.
And this is a big innovation for school kids, right? This caught on in part because there was nothing like it at the time.
Yes, that's true. And they really, really researched. This was no accident. They spent a lot of time figuring out, exactly what kids needed and going to focus groups and saying, teachers, is this something that you would recommend? And asking kids how they would improve it. And, that's why it became popular.
So how did this get designed since it had never existed before?
Well, E. Bryant Crutchfield worked at Mead, and he, part of his job was going and figuring out what the new trends were going to be in the school supply market. And he hired someone to do some analysis, and they figured out that classes were going to be longer, people were going to be taking more classes, they're going to be needing to leave things in their lockers. And he just took that and rolled with it. He said, you can't take 150-page notebooks to a class with you, but you can take portfolios in a notebook with you. And he just sort of went from there.
How quickly did these turn into a must-have for kids? Because I remember the highlight man of school shopping season was picking out the Trapper Keeper for the year.
I mean, I think almost immediately. They did some testing in a test market in Kansas, and what they did was very unusual. They actually ran commercials, which I don't think anyone had ever done for a school supply before, leading up to the school year in 1978. And kids saw that, and they went and bought them, and they just completely sold out, which obviously no one had been expecting. They, Bryant knew that there was a market for this thing, but they just didn't expect for it to go off like a rocket, as it did. And then when it rolled out nationally, they did the same thing. They created a commercial campaign. They ran it during primetime, and kids saw it and they wanted it.
One of our producers, Galen, said that he remembered there being sort of a spike in Trapper Keeper popularity after the political reference binders full of women. I can't remember who said it now. Do you remember, Rob?
Mitt Romney. Yeah,
Mitt Romney mentioned
campaign. Yeah.
Binders full of women, and Galen thought he remembered people dressing up as Trapper Keepers for Halloween. So does that mean they're a collector's item now?
They are a collector's item. If you actually go on eBay, they sell them. There are a ton of them. And actually, when I started working on this story, I had my eye on one for about a year, and I finally bought it.
What was it? Which one?
It has zebra stripes. But, I didn't want anybody else to buy it. And I thought, if I publish a story and someone goes and buys that Trapper Keeper, I'm going to be really mad. So I bought it myself.
Well, and these things, did you write at the beginning of your piece, these things were kind of status symbols in school. And you have an anecdote from someone you talked to about that.
Yeah, actually, he's one of my friends. And I put up a call on Facebook and said, any of you remember your Trapper Keepers, any fond memories? And he came back with this very sort of sad anecdote about, being a new kid in school and everybody else had Trapper Keepers and he didn't have one. And it was just, horrifying for him.
I guess they were the must-have school accessory. And can you give us a sense about, are they still around today? If you have one, are you going to get sand kicked in your face or are you going to be cool?
They are still around today, but they're a lot different than they were when we were kids. Back then they were sort of about showing off your personality. These days, they're kind of more in the vein of organization. So, you know, you'll have a lot of solid colors and a lot of corresponding folders in those colors for different subjects and things like that. So they're just slightly different. They're not, you know, as funky as they used to be, I guess.
Why did they dial back the funkiness? Because it seems like that was part of the appeal, was that you could have, you know, the whatever pop culture thing. You could go straight. You could have animals. You could have unicorns, whatever. Why wouldn't they keep doing that?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think part of it is because school trends are changing. You know, there's a lot of emphasis on organization in the classroom, and that might be part of the reason why. It also might have shifted to some of their other brands, you know, like Mead has Five Star and, you know, some other brands. And I think those tend to have a little bit more fun covers and things these days. I don't really know the answer, but I think it's probably because of changing school trends.
Now, you're right that at the time, some schools actually banned them. Why was that?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons. Thankfully, my school was not one that banned them. You know, for every reason from the Velcro making noise, which was really annoying to teachers, or, you know, there was a lot of times teachers would think that they were banning a Trapper Keeper, but what they had in mind when they said Trapper Keeper was actually a really big three-ring zipper notebook. So completely different things. You know, it's sort of like a Kleenex or a Band-Aid thing. You know, when you – not all Band-Aids are – Band-Aids, if that makes sense. Not all tissues are Kleenexes. And, you know, so teachers were banning these big binders that they were calling Trapper Keepers but weren't actually Trapper Keepers.
I keep having these mind explosions as we talk. I just, the Velcro triggered it because I remember messing around with the Velcro. And it was, I remember purple and then like these yellow and orange psychedelic things. Or I'm having some kind of weird flashback.
You are. You're having an out-of-body experience about Trapper Keepers.
It's all coming back. It's going to be like Proust, man. Remembrance of things past triggered by the Trapper Keeper
Velcro.
But you're
going to be remembering junior high. Do you really want that?
Yeah, no, good point. Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Come back to us, Rob. Well, tell us about, you know, where they might be. So they're redesigned. Are they still super hip, though, like they used to be? Have they reached that pinnacle of popularity?
I mean, I'm not sure. Probably not. I think they're, like I said, I think the focus is a little bit different for them these days. So maybe you carry them, but they're sort of like more like a regular school supply now. Whereas, you know, when I was growing up, it was really, you really wanted to have one. You were really cool if you had one. If you didn't have one, you were not so cool. So, you know, I think it's just a different focus.
Aaron, we're all grown-ups now, you know, more or less. Do you think, I mean, would Trapper Keepers be useful for an adult?
I think so. I mean, as someone who has one at her desk right now.
With the zebra stripes.
With zebra stripes on it. I mean, I do think so. I think the only thing that might make them not quite as effective maybe is the plastic binder clips that slide open instead of snapping open. You know, they're kind of unwieldy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm using mine right now. It's got papers in it. It's great. You know, I can have a different Trapper folder for every, you know, meeting that I have. It's pretty awesome.
Now, you have your zebra one. Do you have a cherished one of days of yore like Rob did?
I wish I did. I know that I had one, but I can't actually remember what was on it. My mother assures me that it was probably pink. But beyond that, I mean, I wish I had kept it. You know, I kept my American Girl dolls, but not my Trapper Keeper.
Yeah. All right. Well, Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That was Aaron McCarthy. She's deputy editor of Mental Floss.